All right, our next presentation will be presented by Drake Copeland, Evaluation of Pre-Herbicide and Seed Treatment on Thrips Infestations in Cotton. Drake?
Thanks for the introduction. Like I said, my name is Drake Copeland. I'm a first-year grad student at Mississippi State, and I'll be talking about pre-herbicides and seed treatment on thrips infestation in cotton. Nearly every acre in Mississippi is infested with thrips, and because of that, nearly every acre is treated with insecticide seed treatment. Typically, a quarter of these acres are going to be sprayed with a foliar spray to help with control. The problem is, since 2011, these applications have increased to almost two applications on 80% of the acres. If you were at the consultants meeting this morning with Dr. Scott Stewart, he mentioned some thiomethoxam having some resistance issues, and this could be play a role in this study. This has also coincided with the expansion of the glyphosate-resistant Palmer pigweed in Mississippi and the demand for pre-emergence herbicides. And the question is, do these pre-herbicides play a role in the thrips infestation? I want to take a minute to point what we see in the field when we see thrips damage. The picture at the top, you get a pretty good idea of what you're going to see. And the bottom picture is an untreated section across the field with plots containing seed treatment. I do want to talk about the drastic increase in issues that in Mississippi from 2008 to 2012. In 2008, the state lost around 150 bales, with 80% of the total acres being infested, with a cost of around $3 an acre. Moving to 2012, the state lost over 5,000 bales, with 98% of the acres infested, with the cost jumping up to near $17 an acre. Naturally, cotton is slow growing early on. There's also other factors that can play a huge role in this. There's cool temperatures, soil conditions, seedling disease, herbicide injury, and insects. And with thrips, cotton is most susceptible to thrips during the fourth or fifth, up until the fourth and fifth leaf stage. Early control for thrips, farmers will use the soil incorporated treatments. They'll use foliar sprays such as Orthene and Acephate. But now we're moving to a new practice using the neonicotinoids, the seed treatments. The two I'm going to talk about today are thiomethoxam and imidacloprid. Thiomethoxam is known under the trade names Cruiser and Acceleron N, and imidacloprid is known as Gaucho or Aris and Acceleron FI. There has been previous research done showing that both of these treatments have been proven to control thrips. Southeast Arkansas, 2002 conditions, thiomethoxam was shown to have the best control and the highest yields. But Dr. Stewart did a study in the southern U.S. cotton belt using autocarb and imidacloprid, showing significantly less numbers in thrips. Also, the main species of thrips that we're going to see in Mississippi, it's going to be tobacco thrips. So the objective of this study is to examine the effects of the pre-herbicide and the seed treatments on thrips injury. In this experiment, we used a factorial arrangement of treatments in a randomized complete block design. We had two factors, the pre-herbicides, and the second factor was the seed treatment. Our experiment locations were in Starkville, Stoneville, and Brooksville, Mississippi. Plot sizes were four rows in width with 40-foot row plots and four replications deep with 18 treatments. We had six levels of pre-herbicides. We used Cotteran at 32 ounces an acre, Direx at 32 ounces an acre, Reflex at 16 ounces an acre, and Dual Magnum at 16 ounces an acre. And then we used a combination of Dual Magnum and Cotteran, with Dual Magnum at 16 ounces an acre and Cotteran at 32. And we also had it untreated. The seed treatments we used was a fungicide only, and a thiomethoxam with the fungicide, and imidacloprid with the fungicide. We looked at this in several different ways, but a majority of our data was collected at two timings early in the season. That would be two and four leaf. We looked at thrips injury rating, which was a visual rating, a 0 to 5 scale. 0 resulting in a dead plant, no damage, and 5 resulting in a dead plant. We also took biomass from each plot. We took 5 plants, dried them, and weighed them at the same 2 timings, and also a thrip sampling, which would be a thrip count with 5 plants per plot at the same 2 timings. We also looked at the development that these factors could have by taking heights at 4 growth stages, and we also got yield. We ran an analysis of variance with a proc mix procedure. We did this at 0.05, and location was set at a random effect. Going into the data, my slides are going to be set up the same with our 2 timings on the x-axis, with the 2 leaf on the left, 4 leaf on the right, with our check being a light green, thymethoxam being orange, and imidacloprid being green, and then our scales are going to be on the y-axis. The visual ratings, imidacloprid was significantly less, showed less symptomology than the other two at both. Also, the average biomass, there is still imidacloprid had more mass at the 2-leaf and the 4-leaf stage. And taking those two into account, you know, what does it look like? In the field, this is what we were seeing. On the far left, we have the untreated with just the fungicide only. And then in the middle, we have thymethoxam. And on the far right, we'd have imidacloprid. And you can see the differences. Thrip counts, 2-leaf, there really wasn't any significant differences between thymethoxam and imidacloprid at the 2-leaf stage. But you can see drastic changes at the 4-leaf stage, with thymethoxam being significantly more thrips infestation than both cottonseed treated with imidacloprid and untreated. Here's a slide that will show the development through the seed treatments. We have the 4 to 5 leaf stage heights, pinhead heights, first bloom, and final heights. Imidacloprid was significantly taller at all 4 of these stages. Also, we have yields separated by the seed treatments, and imidacloprid significantly had more yield than the other 2 treatments. This is the only significance we had with pre-herbicides in this study, and that went into yield. Reflex was significantly less than all the other treatments. There were no interactions in this study between pre-herbicide and the seed treatments. So what we took from it was imidacloprid had significantly less injury symptomology than thymethoxam at the 2 timings. Also, imidacloprid had more biomass than thymethoxam. On the thrip counts, there wasn't significant differences between the 2 thymethoxam and imidacloprid at the 2-leaf rating. But when we got to the 4-leaf rating, we noticed that thymethoxam was significantly more. Also, imidacloprid was taller than thymethoxam throughout the growing season. And these results are similar to what Scott Stewart found with imidacloprid in his study. Also, yield differed significantly among the treatments. So what we know is many factors can influence the growth and development of cotton, including the 2 factors in this study, thrips infestation and pre-emergence herbicides. We're beginning to see a reduced control in seed treatments, specifically with thymethoxam. So the take-home is even when you have a seed treatment, it's still important to scout and treat these thrips appropriately. Given that it has been announced that tobacco thrips in the Mid-South are becoming resistant to the thymethoxam, ongoing research will be done looking at the impacts of production and cost on this problem. At this time, I would like to thank Dr. Darren Dodds, Dr. Angus Catchott, my 2 major professors, Dr. Jeff Gore, Dr. Davey Wilson, along with my grad students, Mr. Tyler Dixon, Zach Reynolds, Chase Samples, and the student workers in Montana for funding this project. At this time, I'd like to take any questions. Yes, they called me the lucky grad student because every time I sprayed a pre, I got a activating rainfall the following day. So it was definitely.
Okay.
He asked if we made foliar applications. There were none made. We just looked at the seed treatment itself.
Were all the trees applied at the same time?
Yes, they were.
All right, any more questions for Drake? All right, thank you.
There you go.